All right, so today is the 6th of February, 2020. We are in Parak Yud Gimel, Chapter 13, Mufarshim Day. So when we did Rashi Day, we pointed out that this first Pasuk kind of fits with the previous Parak. So I actually noticed this morning that in the Stone Chumash, the note on that Pasuk points this out, that the chapters are not part of our Mesorah, that they were made by... They come from the Christian world. And therefore, that pasuk really should be connected to the previous parak rather than to... fits better with the previous parak than with ours. I mean, not to follow the ways of the non-Jews and the ways that they serve as Hashem. And then they have this pasuk aleph, that I'm commanding you to observe these things, and don't add and don't subtract from the commandments as I am giving them. So just on that pasuk, even though it is in our parak, so we'll just comment that the Sforno says, why, lo tosef halav, ki ulai tosef davar nimas et slo yisbarach, that perhaps you're going to add something which is hated by Hashem, which really doesn't fit in. Ko shahayim tirso lehosef mini avodos lekel yisbarach, shal pamim tiye havoda hanusefes davar nimas et slo yisbarach. Because when people want to add things into the service, so often those things are mias. Often those things are disgraceful to Hashem, such as sreifas habanim, such as child sacrifice. So we will, the ritual committee will not be discussing child sacrifice. Losigru mimenu, says the Sforno. Afilu besur sivas hamitzos veinacha. So, and then the Sforno says, don't diminish anything. Rather what? Afilu besur seba, even if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Kinyin Shlomo v'anru aniyar bevelo asur, such as Shlomo. Shlomo thinks he's adding, he'll add many wives, and everything will be okay. So Shlomo HaMelech responds, so we're saying, no, that was not a good thing. Shlomo was criticized for that, and led to not such wonderful results. Okay, so then we go at the Pasuk Beis, which are the main topics of this parak. Ki akum bekirbecha Navi. This is the Navi Sheker, who a Navi comes about, O Chalom Chalem Chalom, and he dreams a dream, and he gives a sign or a mofes. So the Mefarshim do deal with the situation, with the fact that the Chumash, we pointed out the other day, describes this guy as a Navi. Right? It could read it as he's a Navi, he's been getting, and he's sort of convincing you, or he claims he has a Nevuah to do something which is not correct, and almost to say that he got a real Nevuah to tell you something that is inappropriate to do. But yet, nevertheless, we would push him aside. So the Mefarshim do not explain it that way. The Sforno describes it pretty bluntly, and the Rabban is a little bit more nuanced. So the Sforno, on Pasuk Dalet, where it says, Lo tishma, don't listen to the words of the Navi or the dreamer, plus Hashem is coming to test you. So comes the Sforno and says, Lo tifne el dvarv, meaning don't turn to him at all, to see im yesh mamish b'ksasam, to see if he's even telling you the truth a little. Meaning he says, I'm a Navi, I'll show you proof, and you should do a Avodah Zarah. So one could get the sense from this pasuk that says, all right, I'm interested in seeing the proof, that would be a cool magic show, but even if you prove it, I'm still not going to do the Avodah Zarah. Right? So the Sforno is saying, no, absolutely not. You're not even supposed to look into whether he's doing the right thing at all, whether he's giving a good prophecy or not. Kain Safek should hold a very sheker. Because if his end game is, I'm going to convince you to do a Avodah Zarah, so there's no doubt that he's lying. Shebedam libo hakol lahara, ka'amru ki davar sar, that he's telling you things that are going to lead you away. Va'us vamo, if he's doing a pretty impressive job, he's showing you signs and magic tricks. The Ramban will explain the difference between those. Nasa ayde kishuf otach bolas vizulasam. Yeah, right, he's doing that, but that's what we call kishuf. Kishuf is sorcery, whether true or whether not true. It's also a machlokas, but whether it's true or not true, right? It's not a proof that he's telling you that everything he's doing is divine, and therefore his attempt to convince other people to do avodas is going to be divine. And the Sforno follows that path throughout his comments here, that all of this, that is all to completely deny. And even though he's called a Navi, so it's sort of, okay, he's called a Navi, great, we're going to call him a Navi, but a Navi that we're not going to listen to, because he accepted upon himself the Navi, right? Like the old joke in in New York, in America, in the early part of the 1900s, where the rabbinic world was complete hefkeris, and there, you know, and eventually they tried making a chief rabbi of New York, a chief rabbi of America, and all this stuff didn't work out. But people, there are other people who like claim themselves. They said, you know, chief rabbi of Manhattan. So a guy walks in and says, you know, it says outside on your on your door that you're the chief rabbi of Manhattan. Who established you as that? He said, the guy who made the sign, right? So the same thing here with the Navi, right? Who made you a Navi? He said, I did. I called myself a Navi. Fine. I'm sure that joke is much better in Yiddish, but you know, I'm limited. So comes the Ramban and has a couple of things to say with regards to this Navi Sheker. So he says, first of all, he's called the Navi because he himself called himself that. He says, but it is possible, be talking to Yirmuz Akasul Mashu MS, Kibinafash Miksa Anashim, Koach Nivui Yadu Bo Isuyim, that it is possible for people to attain a level of Navua. And Lo Yadu Ishmein Yavuba. About Yisbode, right? A person might not know where it comes from, but if he does enough Hisbodidus, if he does enough meditation by himself, and the spirit comes and tells him something's going to be in the future, it's possible for it to happen. Don't know what, I think it's an Arab, based on an Aramaic word. And I don't know how it works, but it's true. And people have seen this, that people have the ability to grasp some kind of nevua. Now, some people might call that dementia, or some people might call that, schizophrenia or something. But the Ramban is saying that it is possible for people to come up with something that they at least would interpret themselves as being nevuas. So there is, it could be that he could work that out for himself. So therefore, that's how, as opposed to Sforno, who said, right, who made him the Navi? He made it up, right? The Rambam is saying, oh, he didn't necessarily completely, totally, 100% make it up. There could be some. I'm not sure truth is the right word to it, but there might be something to what he is claiming in terms of his prophecy. But yet, nevertheless, there's no ramifications to it. But the Rambam continues on and says, V'nasa ne'lecha osu mofes. So what's, he says, first of all, what's an os, what's a mofes? He says, os is a simon al davar she'achari kein b'dimyono. That it's a simon for something that is going to come later. For example, Ishal, a pasuk he brings is an interesting pasuk. Ishal digloba osos, that the people when they encamped in the desert, so they stood by their signs, meaning which is some kind of indication. I assume what he means is some kind of indication of what's going to happen in the future. Why? So when the Navi comes and says something is going to happen in the future, that is referred to as an os, as a sign. As opposed to Hamofes. Vamofes Yomar al Davar Mechuda Sheyasal Faneinu B'Shinoi Tevoshal Olam. Mofes is when you do something right then, which is a miracle, which is a change of the order in the world. So, for example, and he gives a couple of psukim for that. So, when he turns to our parshios, like Yisias Mitzrayim, so it says when they left Egypt, they left with Osos Uvamofsim. They left with signs. So it's often translated as with signs and with wonders. What's the difference between a sign and a wonder? So Ramban says, I'll tell you. Because sometimes when Moshe, a sign is when Moshe went and told Paro that if you don't let us out, tomorrow the river's going to turn to blood, or tomorrow something's going to happen. So that's an os. What's a mofes? A mofes is when Moshe shows up, throws his staff into the heavens, and a barad comes down. I'm not sure which one actually happened in those ways, or which ones were warned, but a os is that there's a warning, that it's you're forewarned something's going to happen, lo and behold, it happens. A mofes is when you do a magic trick on the spot, like a real thing that you all of a sudden happen on the spot. So im kain v'nasani lech osu mofes, peyrish shiyomar, ani hanavi hashuleach elchem, that either he comes and says, I'm a navi, to tell you that you should do a Avodah Zarah, and this will be your sign, that tomorrow that there's going to be Arber, Chasil, or Gazim, there's going to be a grasshoppers, caterpillars, or worms. That, for example, mateh, that you throw your staff down, it turns into a snake, right? And then people say, we've seen that one before, right? But that would then be considered a mofes. Now, the Ramban turns around and says, well, wait a second, there is a Sifri, there is a comment that the Medrash makes when he says, os o mofes u mofes hu os, that an os is a mofes and a mofes is an os. So Ramban just says it came through distinguishing between the two. Then you have this comment in the Sefri that says it's the same thing. So maybe what that Sefri really means is Ulai kavana sam lomar she'in chiluk bein shneim ve'in hefer shneim. There's no difference in terms of the ramifications, right? A person does a prediction, or if he does a sign, something that happens right then, it still has the same ramifications in terms of establishing himself as a navi and then being a navi sheker when he tells people to do avodah zarah. So then the Ramban says, now, by the way, this dude who we haven't really established who he's working for, right? If he says that he's a Navi, right, the Pasuk describes him as being a Navi, and he tells people to violate a Avodah Zarah. How does he establish himself as being a Navi? So he establishes himself as a Navi by doing some kind of sign or doing some kind of wonder, by doing some present or future. But who's he a Navi for? Right? Who gave him his Navi certification? Right? Is he claiming that I'm a Navi from God, or is he claiming to be a Navi from the Avodah Zarah? So the Ramban says, the simple explanation is, I think, I didn't think this, but then I realized I might be brainwashed. I'll get to it in a second. I think it's a Navi Avodah Zarah. A guy shows up, says, hi, I work for Baal Peor, and you know, look at this, I can throw my snake on the my thing on the ground, and it turns into a snake, and I bet you tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you'll see, I don't know, the Giants won the Super Bowl, something like that, right? And great. So that would get everyone's belief. But he, the whole time, his business card says, you know, Navi Baal. I'm a prophet of Baal. So the Ramban says that's the simple explanation. So, however, the Gemara doesn't explain it that way. The Gemara's description is that he is a Navi B'Shem Hashem. He says, hi, I'm working for God, and this is my sign, this is my wonder. And by the way, God told me that he wants to bring Baal Peor into the circle, onto the menu of potential gods to bow down to. So I always thought it was the second one, but that's probably because I'm brainwashed, because that's what the Gemara actually says. So I learned in the Gemara rather than the Ramban. So that was what I figured. But the Ramban says, so either one would be, but the truth is, either one would be the same violation. Either one would be that a person comes and says a Navi, and then I'm a vile Avodah Zarah, so don't follow him, and bad things would happen to that dude. But Hashem is testing you. That's what it says in verse 4, that because Hashem is testing you, says the Ramban Le'mor, that it is the desire of Hashem that you should be tested, that he is testing your love. Now, why is that? So, the mitzvah is kol a parsha misnave lavod avodah zarah, that it's a mitzvah in the entire parsha to serve avodah zarah. Val b'misnave b'shem Hashem l'shonus b'divrei Torah. It's not just, I mean, the context of the parsha is that he's convincing you to do avodah zarah. But he says, what about, is it be the same thing if he tells you to change anything in the Torah? And the Rabbanim explained, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the same Gemara as before, shimbo lak or davar echa mi Torah. If he comes to get rid of anything in the Torah, he goes, sheyatir hachazir. He says, pig is now kosher. Oh, achas min harayos. Or he comes and says, one of the arayos is now kosher. Right? That's something that to Bzman Hazeh is an issue. So kishbat hazeh yaselo. Right? So you're going to do that. So it would be the same halacha. Right? The same navi, it would be the same navi sheker, whether he's telling you to violate a avodah zarah, or whether he's telling you that other prohibitions of the Torah don't apply anymore. But the Balim Yatir Zeliksasi Mim Lahara Hashem, he says, no, it's only going to be for a little bit. Right? There's some kind of reason that for a little bit there's something that we're going to nullify. For example, Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, so then we would be mechuyev to listen to him. If he can prove himself as a Navi, we would be obligated to listen to him for that small thing. So for instance, Eliyahu HaNavi permitted Bamos. He permitted bringing carbon outside the base of Migdash at Har Carmel. So he said, Horasha LeMigdal Mil. So it's for a small amount of time in order to establish something, make some kind of point. So that would be okay. But he says, and by the way, also, and this is like a little bit of a strange Ramban, let's say he comes and he's not a Nevuah to tell you to violate one of the demons in the Torah, but he's coming and tells you a new mitzvah in the Torah. So what would be an example of that? Reading the Megillah. So he's not going to be Chayav Misa, but you shouldn't listen to him. It's like, wait a second, so what about Megillah, right? What's the story there? So the footnotes of the Rambam point out, he's not coming and telling you that Mikra Megillah is something that a Navi came up with and you don't listen to it. No, no, that there are other reasons why you would listen to the Mikra Megillah. The word Nevi'im, because that's a fulfillment of other things. That's a fulfillment of Hallel. It's a fulfillment of remembering an A, something like that. But something like that, right? If all of a sudden they'd come up with some other newfangled idea, so that would also be a violation of Navi Shaker, but the Ramban suggests that he doesn't think you'd be Chayiv Misa for that. It's just that we would be obligated not to listen to him. Okay, so that is Pasuk Dalet. One more note here in Pasuk Hey, where he sort of says this Pasuk of, therefore you should, oh look, Alan Fell checked him. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem, Teilechu, V'oso Siro, that you should follow Hashem, and you should fear him, and keep his mitzvos, listen to his voice, serve him, and cleave to him. Right? Six things that we're saying to in regard to having a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban sort of goes through each of them one by one, although there is some overlap. Right? One is referring to belief, one is referring to doing all of the mitzvos, another one is referring to the the idea of chesed. I'm not sure he was so clear as to what they're all meaning. I see the Orach Chaim also has a lengthy dissertation on this pasuk where he explains the distinctions between each of those phrases. Okay, that is the Navi Sheker. Next we have the issue of the Mesis in Pasuk Zayin, Ki Yasischa Achicha Ben Imecha, that he that someone comes and convinces you to go ahead and do avodah zarah, and says lomar nelcha, let's go. So there's a lot of Orach Chaim here, but just this paragraph's kind of stuck out to me. It says perish lo she'omer beperish nelcha navdi. He didn't say like go and serve. Ela omer dvarim misusarim. He said it hidden. And why is that? So gam yarim b'maimaro lomar nelcha navda shekolal atzmo imo. Now what's the key? The key is that he included himself with the violator, right? Umischakim bazel lomar shigam hu ad ata. And he gives the impression that until now, he hasn't done it either. Lo ya maskim levodazar. I haven't agreed to levodazar either. El mikan lalva hu rotsu lalva. But we're going to try it out. Right, and so a person gets the impression that he's like kind of being good to him, and recognize that as being the Yetzirah. So that is an issue. I didn't see it in print here, but there is a Gemara. I wrote an article on this topic once upon a time in a Torah, in a Torah journal. But the question is that the Gemara says that there's many ways of being Mesis isn't just convincing someone else to do it. It could be that convincing someone else to do it by telling them you should go avodah zarah. So one is come with me and do avodah zarah. And the Gemara even seems to indicate that it's and copy me to do avodah zarah. Right? Not and it doesn't even require words. Just doing avodah zarah and being an example to others would be a violation of Mesis. Okay? Now, Mesis is worse than an avodah zarah, right? This Mesis guy is, we don't give him any of the benefit of the doubt, right? We kill him, and we hang him out outside, some other details as to his, as not that he's a pretty bad dude. So so it's worse than being a avodah zarah. So I ask the following question: how can you ever be in violation of a avodah zarah? Right? If every time you do a avodah zarah, and someone sees you, you're actually being a mesis. You're actually convincing them to do a avodah zarah. So for somebody to be chay of a avodah zarah, you need two edim, right? You need two witnesses, right? So if you have the two witnesses watching you do it, so you're being technically, you're a mesis. You're not a baal avodah zarah. So how is it possible for a person to be in violation of avodah zarah? That was my question. I never really got a great answer, but
I don't really get the question.
The Gemara says a mesis, right, is somebody who convinces others to do avodah zarah. The Gemara says that you don't have to verbally say anything. Just the act of doing avodah zara with other people present is therefore influencing them, and therefore by definition making you a mesis, right?
Violating.
No, but you would only be chayiv the worst one, right? If you do two prohibitions at once, you're chayiv the worst one, right? So if that's the case, how could a person ever be punished for only doing the avodah zarah? I mean, the Torah gives a prohibition of avodah zarah and attaches the death penalty to it. So how could you ever get the death penalty for avodah zarah if by definition, whenever you do the avodah zarah, you are going to have two witnesses watching you, because otherwise you wouldn't be chayiv misa. And by definition, you're convincing them to do avodah zarah. You're a mesis. That's the, as they say in headlines, the riddle of the week.
There's no witness, but someone's still attributing to him the fact that he's spreading avodah zarah. In other words,
well, if you do it privately, you're not going to be chayiv misa because there's no witnesses.
Right, right.
So I want to understand, when is it that you would actually be chayiv misa for avodah zarah?
Oh, okay.
Right. Come up with the scenario. Okay. I have a few guesses, but I don't have a great answer. What? No, but the two witnesses. But if there's two witnesses there, so then you're convincing them to do avodah.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean.
No, but being chayiv as a mesis, you don't need the other person to do it. The act of convincing someone else to do avodah zarah is enough to make you a mesis.
Right. So the witnesses then testify against them.
I understand, but are they testifying that he violated avodah zarah, or are they testifying that he tried to convince us to do avodah zarah?
He gets one. He gets a death penalty.
No, but they're different death penalties. They're different. They're different halachos of them. Yeah. Right, so... What?
Pick whichever one. The result is the same.
Yeah, but the point is there needs to be a way for you to... I mean, the Torah wouldn't... If there's a mitzvah to put the avodah zarah to death, there has to be a scenario where you would be putting a person to death for avodah zarah.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what that scenario is. Okay, so says the... Okay, so says the Sforno in Pasuk Tes, lo tovelo, right? Velo tishmai lav, you don't listen to him. So what is that? But amru shetachkor ledas im kanim dvarav shavodah zarah plonis kach mativa v'kach maria. That when we say to investigate whether this avodah zarah could actually do good or rather do bad, meaning don't do that. Don't go and investigate. Like, don't go into it. Like, this is sort of a continuation of the previous section of this sforno. Like, just totally stay away. And we're not going to accept it from him in order to serve it. And this is a key line in the sforno. Because if it is even a suffix to you, right? I mean, sof shetishma I love. Then at the end you'll listen to him. I mean, even if you indicate some type of belief, oh, that's a good idea. Well, you prove it, right? So even that's demonstrating that you have a suffix. That's demonstrating that you have your own doubts, right? Yeah, you think I should do a Baal Peor? Yeah, show me a miracle. Ha ha ha! You'll never be able to show me a miracle. So Sforno says, no, even that's already falling for the trick. Because you're allowing for the possibility that you could be convinced. Because such a doubt only comes about through your lack of recognition of the greatness of God. So says this part. So as they say, just say no. Okay, one more thought here from the Ramban. The Ramban says, "V'derashta v'chakarta v'shahalta heitev." So, what is this drisha in the chakira? So the Gemara, right? You're going to figure it out, look into it, and question. So the Ramban says all that is described in Maseches Sanhedrin. So he says, why is that here? Meaning that pasuk applies to every single court case, whether it's a misa, whether it's makos, whether it's establishing Rosh Chodesh. Everything is going to be right, an aguna. All these cases require v'derashav v'chakarta v'sha'alta etev. So why is it here? So says the Ramban, it's a technical Ramban, he says, Hiskar akasum zeh bi'ir nidachas, but it was specifically with the ir nidachas, and by the Ovid Avodah Zarah. Below Hiskar came the Navi Sheker and Mesis. But it didn't mention earlier by the Navi Sheker and the Mesis. Again, the ir nidachas is the city-wide Avodah Zarah. He says, why? Ki a Navi mefarsim asma ba'osos uvamosim. He says, first of all, the Navi, he's advertising. Right, it's not a secret. We don't need the witnesses necessarily to know. Right, they the chachamim, you know, the people in the Sanhedrin also have Facebook. They get the advertisements, right? And this guy's advertising, going around everything that he does. So therefore, we don't need to really investigate with the edim so much. Right, uvemesis. It says also akasav yidaber imamosis ki arug targenu. It says specifically you should go after him, meaning that we're not going to give him so much of the benefit of the doubt. Anyways, well, actually, the Ramban is a little cryptic as to what he means by that. But he says I'll be ir nidah. But then we get to the end. There, Shem Meisim Megiim, Aleinu Bishvua. How are we finding out about that? So that's only coming to us by word of mouth. So Hiskir Bezed Drisha V'Chakira. So that's when you need the Drisha V'Chakira. And then what about all the other examples where the Basin needs to go investigate? He says, Velo Hutzrach Lahaskir came Bishar Chayvi Mises. We don't have to mention it by the other Chayvi Mises. Ki Mikavel Chomer Yodei HaDavar. Because them will know by way of Kavel Chomer. V'yamar Be'edim Zomim. B'darshar HaShoftim Heitev. And it says by Edim Zomim that the Shoftim will investigate. B'avur Shalo Yodei Mi Mishtei Hikas Akisos Yomar HaEmes Bilti Achar Chakira Rabba. That we don't know from which of these groups it comes from. The Nyan Hadin, Kalan Lamdin Zemizeb, Gzeir Shev, we're able to learn these things out. And Mikulam Yatsu Lanu Sheva Hakiras Vedikos. And from combining these different areas together, we're able to figure out what the different Hakiras and Vedikos, what the different questions are that we are required to ask. All right, so maybe we'll stop here, finish the parak, and we'll pick up. Yes, Hashem, what today's Thursday? We shall pick up tomorrow. Yes. I'm skirting that really until Mr. Day. No one seems to be bothered by it on the page. I have what to say about it, but on the page you didn't really get that. Like, how could it be?
What happens to, I'm sure not every single person in the entire city followed it.
Well, if you're really out, you're okay. I mean, if you could prove that you didn't do the Avodah Zarah, then you're actually exempted from it. But the children are not exempted from it. So that's the question.
There you go.